Right, this is a biblical question now. It's actually about Noah's flood. I think this is probably one for you, Andrew.
A Christian told me that it covered the tops of mountains. But apart from the difficulty of climbers breathing at 29,000 feet, wouldn't the water pushing the air up higher result in reducing the density of the atmosphere?
The first problem, I think, is that the amount of water in the atmosphere is really very tiny. It's only about, I think it's 0.001% of the total water budget of the Earth. So if all that water in the atmosphere fell to Earth, it would only cover the surface to a depth of, I don't know, 2 or 3 centimetres, something like that. So wouldn't be enough to cover the, you know, to the tops of mountains. If you could somehow flood the Earth to the depth such that all the mountains were covered, then I guess we'd be in a sort of a water world planet. The atmosphere would then sit on top of that, but you know, there's no reason why the density of the atmosphere would get any lower. Maybe your questioner was thinking about, you know, additional gravity of the sun or the moon pulling on it, but on the scale of the solar system, that extra few thousand feet is not going to make any difference to the pull of gravity on the atmosphere. So we'd all just be swimming around, but breathing just the same.
There have been times in the past, though, when the Earth has been a lot wetter, hasn't there, Doug? Because if you go back 30 million, 40 million years or so to the Eocene, it was much, much warmer and we had no North Pole, didn't we?
Yes. I mean, there lots of times when the Earth has been wetter, almost always having to do with changes of temperature. And in fact, we go through this cycle every few tens of thousands of years of wetter and warmer and then cooler and drier temperatures.